What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Yo.
Zan.
One thing about me is I stand on business.
I knew you better say that.
A viral clip happened. Clifford Tip Harris. I ain't called a nigga Tip. That's kind of no homo pause. T.I. and his son got into a heated exchange. Hey, Mike, play a little bit of that discussion.
I got some niggas in the neighborhood with me that broke up with roaches. Y'all want to go to the
roaches in
your ear? Do y'all want to go to the Banda? Do y'all want to go to the Banda?
To make him look better, he say shit he know not true.
Okay, I got you. I got you, King.
I ain't never ate with that day a day in my life.
Never ate with a silver spoon.
Look, Tip used to have to come to my grandma's house
because
I'm getting in the
you
fight.
You cried like a baby to go to your
grandma's
house.
You cried
like a baby. I got to talk over this to make sure YouTube don't cancel, like, block it out.
But they don't understand that.
Yo, I'm going to tell you the reason why he wanted to be over there. Y'all ready?
What's the reason?
Because he took a pacifier over there. She was 12 years old.
Passy? Oh, I might cut that. All right. Y'all all heard about the fight between King and T.I. Tyrone, I'm glad you're back. It's been a while since I had you on here.
Yeah.
Coming back from breast reduction or something, huh? No, because last time you said you had some big news.
And you just disappeared, dog.
Hey, man. I just bought me a house, dog.
Fucking right. Yeah, bye, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I saw your first day when you was in the
breast reduction.
That boy, the turn sideways to get to the door. He's like, baby, grease it down. I gotta slide in.
I did the 2-step in that bitch. Yeah,
my nigga, look at new crib, new face. I mean, got the hair done.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
cut the locks off and shit.
Hey, I had to start over, bro. I had to.
You didn't have to.
What you say?
Hey, you shouldn't.
Look here. Don't start.
All right, but yo. Give me your thoughts on T.I. I forgot you had the glasses on. Give me the thoughts on T.I. and King.
Man, King, you know, he's got to be the problem child. It's that light skin stuff.
Hold on, it's that light skin.
You buy no offense, Mike.
No offense to Mike.
All his kids light skin, nigga.
I know. They haven't been. I don't get in light skin people business. Because it's like getting in white people business.
He's the only one
getting
in trouble or have something to say all the time.
Well, he got to act like he from the streets or something. He's standing on business with that big-ass tuxedo he had on when he was a kid. He's standing on business. But I stand. That nigga crazy. I don't know what he got going on, emotional shit. He need a hug. That's what I think it is.
Say, buddy. We seen clips. We heard about it. Give me your impression on what's going on.
I mean, everybody probably said it too. Only thing I thought about was the scene on ATL when he found out
about Lulu
selling drugs and he beat him up in the house. That's all I saw from it. Cause like, as soon as I heard, ain't shit you could do with me. I just thought about that scene instantly. But yeah, King needs his ass whooped from somebody. I don't know if it's gonna come from T.I., but somebody need to put their hands on him.
To show him that he ain't as hard as he think he is.
Just because you get your ass beat don't mean you're not hard. I lost many of fights, but nigga ain't gonna.
That's about
you ain't gonna find one nigga in the street that fuck with me. Not one nigga.
I'm talking about as a child.
I dare you find one.
He need his ass whooped by his daddy or his mama. Somebody need to get their ass whooping.
Maybe the lady that talk about the roach in the air. Somebody.
That was the grandma, I think.
Somebody.
Let's see, Fresh. What you think about it?
I think there was either, it had to be like a couple years ago when Aaron was home. We used to have conversations like this because Aaron, swear to God, you know, she the youngest, so she didn't grow up like me and Eric did. Like, so she, I went to this, and then she went to Slidell High. Like, she didn't go to school in the hood like everybody else did. So she tried to, they not rich, like a silver spoon situation, but she was more well taken care of. Us
more sheltered,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's what it is. He probably feel like he got a he feel defensive because he feeling attacked. He feel like everybody attacking him and his how he grew up, but they can't say what his perspective is on his life.
Oh, that was actually a good point.
Yeah.
Let me break this down right here. After watching that location, y'all agree with the way T.I. handled things?
I mean, he didn't handle it wrong. It could have been
better.
As far as what? Like, what you mean?
Yeah. When I sit right there and watch this, I place like maybe 20% blame on King and 80% blame on T.I. and Tiny. Let's break this down. They're a public figure. Like, T.I. is big. Pause.
Right.
They got the cameras out, and they trying to embarrass their son. They like, oh, shit, you did this. You ain't never done this. You sucked your pasty till you was 12. Like, why would you say that, though? Yeah. Right. Why the world got to know that?
Yeah, right.
You embarrassing this dude for no apparent reason. And you his father. And one thing I know about King is he probably was a little knucklehead, but I know he ain't no hoe.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I remember on Worldstar, he was like, had to be like 14, 15. He in the bathroom getting busy with a nigga way bigger than him. Like, he throwing hands and shit. He ain't no pussy. Like,
right.
He might be a little knucklehead, but I don't think he a pussy like that. He ain't no coward.
Right.
So I'm kind of siding with him. Like, y'all got the camera.
Yeah, I don't like
y'all,
it. Don't
y'all
like
the know the world going to see this right. shit, but you trying to embarrass him. Because yeah, right. I know me. I'm pretty disrespectful. I don't believe in respect your parents or respect elders. Or I believe respect who respects you. That's the code I live by.
Right.
If you respect me, I give you the utmost respect. When you cross that line, I cross that line. And I get a lot worse. So, I don't even know if T.I. raised King. He was on the road getting money.
A lot.
Right.
He was doing shit. So, T.I. might not have been around for King. His grandma might have raised him. So, if you didn't raise me, all you did was provide for me financially, but you wasn't there to like really raise me right. as an adult into adulthood, don't tell me shit, nigga. And don't put your hands on me. And T.I. after King a little nigga, too. He can bully King. T.I. like 5'7", 5'8". Right. A buck 40.
Right, yeah.
T.I. can't bully me. I don't care how tough you are in these streets, nigga. Physically, you can't bully me.
Right.
And streetwise, nigga, you can't fuck with me because you can't beat me in the crazy off.
That is a scene.
Like,
who started filming that shit? Tiny?
No, it was King. He was live.
Oh. I don't like to pull in the phone.
Even if he,
all that shit.
If he right. was live already, then they started playing with him. Yeah. All right, I'm on my live. I can't cut that bitch off because I look like a pussy. And you trying to play me in front of my thousands of followers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, out of line. As a parent, you got to have some decorum and be like, nah, I'm not going to do my son like that.
It's a time and place for everything.
But everybody wants somebody to be in their business. Because they post it online and shit like that. And right. they arguing it online. And I'm like, why y'all don't keep that shit to yourself?
Yeah, that's
keep,
what I'm
keep, saying. Keep, like, keep it. Y'all supposed to keep y'all family business to yourself.
People have a conversation like that. It'd be in the house, like during the holidays or some shit like that. It's never at a fucking football game in front. Who God knows whoever else in that fucking suite. Because I know it ain't just a family suite. They probably got music niggas other in there. Like business niggas in there. Like,
uh-huh.
So they should have just left that shit alone. But, I mean, they probably had that same conversation a bunch of times. So it was probably just that one day was everybody just kept going on and on and on. And he kept putting sauce on it, so they had to try to embarrass him with the pacifier shit.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I heard, like, one thing that King said that stood out was, why you let him play with me like that?
Right.
Like, so he obviously felt embarrassed.
Right.
And he said, I stand on business. He might stand on business. He might be, just because you from a rich family don't mean you ain't a real nigga.
Right, right.
And his grandma didn't stay in a rich environment. He's like, I don't want to be in a gated community. I won't be in these streets with these little niggas.
Right.
So he probably, mm-hmm. if his grandma raised him, he was in the streets.
Right. Yeah. But a lot of celebrities, a lot of them that age, they were raised by their grandparents and stuff because their parents was on the road and stuff like that. Never home. So not a lot of them just stayed with their grandparents and stuff like that.
And King, look, he lucky he ugly because I like ribbon. The second time he came up, he sucked the pass. I passed it to the 12. Man, bitch, what happened to your face? Why you look like Play-Doh?
You really gonna tell that to your mom?
Nigga.
Oh, this dude.
You think you about to play me in front of the world? Nigga, you know who I am? I'm Dominic Hunter. Fuck that Hollywood Nicky shit, nigga. You ain't about to play me in front of the world. I'm lighting tiny ass up.
Oh, yeah.
And see how nigga throw them hands up, nigga. You gotta beat me.
I read both of them.
You gotta beat me, we gonna fight. Then we gonna fight again. You getting older and out of your prime. I'm going to win eventually. We going to fight again.
Dog, this dude's stupid.
But I mean, that's all I care about with these niggas. Y'all got anything else to say about them?
I think that shit just got way blown out of hand, and then that shit escalated to the fucking somebody using that picture on the club flyer, and T.I. pulled up on the club.
That nigga mad about that.
All right, I respect T.I. gangster how he pulled up and said, "This is my city. You ain't about to do this shit."
Right,
nigga.
However, nigga, I don't know how niggas build. Nobody gonna pull up to me and say you ain't doing shit. Like, what, you gonna stop me? You got goons and I got goons, nigga.
For real.
You think they stopped making guns when they made jurors? We all got guns. Like, let's shoot them. You richer than me, let's shoot them, nigga. Let's go. Yeah, I got kidney disease. I'm gonna die anyway, nigga. Let's shoot them bitches. Let's shoot them bitches. Come on. No nigga about to pull up on me and poke me like this. Who the? A little ass nigga? Nigga, he's Slim Thug. Slim Thug like 6'5". T.I. like 5'8". 5'7", 140. He a little nigga.
Right.
Like, he's small, nigga. I'm 240. Get your little ass on me.
Was he wrong, though?
No, I liked it.
No.
But you're not going to pull up on me like that. You better address me with some respect.
Put this man and his child on the flyer.
Who going to stop me? Nigga, I'm putting this man and his child on this fucking podcast video. And I'm going to tag him in it. And I bet he don't pull up on me. And you can send all the goons you want, nigga.
But, no, I think his problem was he said, people, they said he was going to be there. That's why. It wasn't like they just used the picture for like fun.
Oh yeah,
they said he was gonna be that, at the club.
That he was gonna be in attendance.
Yeah. After this podcast, we got a special guest, T.I. Oh, coming through. T.I. gonna be on this podcast too. Tune in. He might be outside now. Man, shout out to Tip. Shout out to King.
Like
pause.
Pause. Shout out to Tiny. Shout out to Damani, Messiah, Dejanique. What's the other one? Zanique. Whatever.
Kids on top of kids.
Man, start this pod, nigga.
They're gonna inspire you. All your hating is fuel to my fire.
What up, y'all?
I ain't got no head no more.
Episode 131.
Yeah, nigga, don't stop my show. Motivation.
What you gonna tell him?
Motivate. Sucker niggas can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough. Me locked in the box, niggas happy.
Alright, you cut it off. What up, Dre? That's his favorite rapper. He gonna hit us and start bopping, little ass nigga. Oh, man. Shout out to Harold. That nigga birthday just passed.
Man. Shit, happy birthday, Harold.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday
is a big ass nose. When I
die, nigga said big ass nose.
Yo, they had the fucking cruise. I wish I was there. You know I work retail, so I can't really take this time off. They all there, man. My nigga Maurice there. I want to meet that nigga. My nigga Fantasy Football Maurice. All them niggas there, but
I love them cruises, boy. Yeah.
Man, what?
I got a $500-$600 credit on the cruise right now, just waiting on me to hop on that bit. I can't.
I'm gonna stop.
Alright.
No, he did that sneaky laugh. I knew something was about to come behind.
I mean, if I said something because he got quiet.
I'm chilling, yo.
For now.
I'm chilling. But what's going on in this world? Stop the way.
Oh, these heart glasses, bro.
He fucking me up. Say T Collins, how your week was, man? Hey. Oh, my bad. I forgot that.
Drops,
oh, hold on.
This nigga skipping shit.
Bag it up. Rewind. Welcome to episode 131 of the TMI podcast. That's toxic masculinity issues. You know us? We bring that toxic shit to the forefront. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with us. We forever grateful. I'm Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one Hollywood Nikki.
You might have had some, but you need a real one. Said you might have had some.
Say you might have had some, but you need a real one. Photo shoot fresh.
Looking like wealth. I'm about to call a
paparazzi
on myself.
I ain't got no kind of.
Yo,
nigga. The season 6 drop for Tyrone Collins.
I'm Tyrone.
That's it. I'm tired of seeing you dirty wine. So. And now back for his third appearance. My nigga Jaquam.
Why you can't go see this man name, Mike?
Burris. My nigga Buddy, man, what's up? I can't call it.
Facts.
Yo, remember last time he was on here, we was talking about Angel Reese and shit. And I was talking about that gay shit on Power. Too much gay shit. Power got a lot of gay. Oh, but Kanan back. I'm glad Kanan returned.
That boy, I don't watch that shit.
That boy, Mama Fine. You know, I was beating my meat.
Bruh.
So he badass smashed her. But it wasn't a great sex scene, but he did a job.
He did the job.
That nigga stupid. That nigga said, I see what I wanted to see. Nigga said, ooh, right there. Ooh, right there. Pause.
I just want to see pause. Rewind.
Right, oh, yeah, there you go. Right there.
Okay.
Slow motion.
Mr. Collins, how your week was, man? What you did?
Man, I worked. It was good. I can't complain. Had the flu probably last weekend after Thanksgiving.
The flu or booty age?
The flu. After Turkey Day. Yeah.
How many turkeys you ate?
I had one plate. No lie. I had one plate.
One plate of turkey?
Because we had the party at the house, and I'm like, I was overwhelmed because I don't go outside no more. And there was a lot of people there, so I kept going in and out the house, and it was cold. I had no jacket on. Fresh head, you know. So I wasn't used to it, and I'm like, next day I woke up sick like a motherfucker. All
right. The audience wants to know, why did you cut your hair?
I wanted to start over. I was gonna comb the shit out, but I was like, fuck it, I just cut my hair off.
So I gotta know, would you send your into your IRE when you was getting it cut?
Not my hair.
Look, I was on FaceTime with my cousin. I said, fuck it, I'm about to just do it. I just started cutting my shit. He said, man, what the fuck, it hung up on me? And then called back on a group, and like, I just did it, son. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I saw your story, I wasn't ribbing you.
Look, I was like, man, what the fuck am I doing, Snip? I just kept cutting it, and I was like, fuck it.
See, I remember when I first cut my hair, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. But I was like, I'm about to wave it up and everything. I didn't know how thin I was up here. I started brushing. It started coming on the sides a little bit in the back. I was like, oh, no, this looks stupid.
And nigga said, fuck. Now, I want my shit to regrow, but I don't want dreads. No, I just got tired of that shit. Like, laying on them and shit. And them bitches was dirty.
They was dirty.
I had to cut. Hey, well, I ain't gonna lie, they was.
But you stay too, son.
Hey, they was, but.
It's like mop water. You used to come here all the time. That shit was stank.
I can't even.
I know somebody fired it. I'm like, what the fuck? Why you fired?
That's one. I'm gonna let you get a man. But when I tap back at you, ass.
Say, buddy, how you spent your week?
Very tired, man. Got a little one now.
That's what's up.
I miss sleep.
Oh yeah.
But outside of that, everything good at work. Yeah, I can't.
Hey, buddy, I beat you up, yeah.
You could try.
A nigga like, a nigga arm look kind of big or something. Nigga, I beat your stupid ass up. Like, look at the nigga arm. Like, why nigga arm look big?
Shit, Jim.
I still work with these like Hercules.
But before we go any further, so when we doing this game, cause right. Pull up, first off, Mike, let me tell you how he threw you in this. We playing 2K. I don't know what the hell happened. Him and Will got into it, da 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 da.
No, cause I beat him in a shootout. We was at the Pelicans game. So I told him I'm better than him.
So yeah, so them niggas started going back and forth. So me, my mic was muted until I heard that part. So I came out and said, so Nick, nigga, you talking about this? We ain't even played the last time you brought up playing.
I don't like my teammate.
I nigga said, buddy, I pretty sure you ain't stopping me.
That sounds like a
joke. And then Wolf said something. He was right. Whoa, I know for a fact you ain't fucking with me. You say, I was like, so man, when we gonna play? I'ma call Mike. Nigga, call Mike. He calls Mike. Man, let me tell you what these West Bank ass niggas say.
Yo, the last nigga, hold up. The last nigga who called me on basketball got embarrassed. Then came on his podcast and started making a buku lies. Shit, I had COVID. I had a rock in my shoe. The sun was in my eye. You know I can't ball on a Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. Nigga had 100 excuses. I beat that nigga like 11-2. Then like 11-5.
But that ain't us. So, when y'all niggas want to play?
I don't know. We got to say, nigga.
I'm off every weekend.
Y'all want me to hop on the sticks? Pause.
They don't call them sticks no more. The game?
I got
my it. Bad.
No, they talking about basketball, nigga.
Oh.
I got this one.
Oh, man, I thought you were talking
about 2K. I got this one, nigga. Mike, how was your week?
Look. Let's go.
Oh. I said that shit. Hold up.
Yo.
No, this getting cut.
Yo, that might be the gayest thing I've heard. No. How come every gay moment come from him?
Yes. Every single time. He always got one, dog. That's going to be the first clip.
Oh. Yeah. The first clip.
Hold on. Yo, stop laughing.
I'm about to go.
I can't. Say, nigga, your laugh ugly.
Look, I didn't even think when I said this shit, I just said it. I said, holy shit, Paul.
Oh, man.
Say,
go to Mike, bro.
Oh, say, fresh.
Oh, shit.
Now back to the podcast. Yo, Fresh, how your weekend was, man?
Oh, shit. My week started off rough. I cut the shit out of my thumb with a bread knife. Spent like 45 minutes in the hospital, but I'm straight now.
This nigga might try to put his phalanges in the pizza.
Man, I was cutting bread, dog.
Man, can't use a knife. Stupid ass nigga. Shit. I hate a dumb ass nigga, boy. How this work? Stupid ass. All right. Tell you the truth. I'm not even sure what I did this week, man. Just regular shit. And
not sleep.
Couldn't sleep at work no more. That shit whack, boy. I got a routine. Every day, take my nap. I can't even do that shit no more. Because my cashiers don't have the wherewithal to say the DMs of the building. And they popping up. Hey, Dom! Stupid ass nigga. but...
Wait, what's his name? Terry, huh?
Terry.
What the nigga name?
Oh, no. That's my nigga Larry. He cool.
Oh, Larry.
Nah, that's my nigga. But
he
better
buy Larry at Pumpkin Pie so he can keep let you up.
Oh, man. Shout out to my nigga Larry, man. He was joked out last week of the pie. That's my nigga. I'm going to get him on here soon. We've been debating at work. And I be busting his ass. But he think he be like making points, but he don't. He be sounding dumb as a motherfucker. Think he making points. All right. I'm going to tell you what bothered me. McDonald's the number one restaurant in the world.
Yep.
They number one. Why they stay doing stupid shit? Like, they take all the good shit away. The best drink was the high C. I don't know why they took it away in the first place. That was the best drink, period.
Yeah.
With a Big Mac or a quarter pounder, get a high C, no ice. Right. Refreshing.
Nigga, double quarter pounder.
The snack wrap.
Oh, we about to get to that. We about to get to that.
Talking about this shit Friday.
The snack wrap fire as a motherfucker. They got rid of it.
I used to get buku of them bitches.
But yeah, you keep bringing back that damn McRibs.
Why? I still have yet to eat that. I feel like I'm eating school lunch.
Yo, that's a school rib. They take it.
Yeah.
Some sauce on it.
Yeah. Nobody
want that. Bring the snack wrap back.
Bring the steak back.
No, bring the steak bagel back. Nigga,
bring the steak bagel back.
I used to get the steak on the McMuffin.
You about 3 of them bitches, huh?
Huh?
You used to get 3 of them bitches?
2. Bastard. But I used to get the steak, but you know you can make a double cheeseburger with steak seasoning on that bitch.
Oh! Wait, hold up. You told me about that before. Son. You told me about that before. Rush,
that was the best thing they McDonald's had, son, that nobody knew about. Nigga said, put some steak seasoning on that bitch. They started selling the steak. They started selling the seasoning. I said, all right, fuck it then. Like, I don't even want y'all cheeseburgers. Hey,
when I was working at Walmart, they had a McDonald's in there. We had a manager named Lou. Called him Big Lou. Pause. Every day he used to get 2 Big Macs, 2 large fries, and a drink.
Fuck.
And it was called a Big Lou meal. So Rel bet me I couldn't eat it. And like, if you eat it, oh, I'll pay for it. But if you don't eat it, you got to pay for it. Boy, I down that shit. Oh, it was 2 pies, too. 2 pies.
Damn.
See why it's Big Lou.
He ate that shit every day?
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Damn. How big was... Pause. He was fat? I mean, what was his weight? I'm going to say that. Let's go around that.
All right. I got a joke. I ain't going to do it. Step by another one, too. I'm lighting everybody up now. He about north of 380.
Oh, damn. Shit.
So, lady was fine, though.
My 600-pound life.
Right.
Shit. You going to be on that soon? You going to see him.
All right. We're talking about shit I hate real quick. I'm starting this early. I hate on... I'm not a fan of IG stories because I like them. And some people's stories I look at, like my friends, I look at see what they're doing.
Right.
But sometimes I let my stories play or I don't know what's playing. So a chick was like, put me off the arrogance of her. She was like, why you always watching my stories every day, but you don't say nothing? And I wrote up something like, oh, my bad. I don't be watching stories like that. I'd just be, you know, we'll just be landing on it. Then she was like, oh, no, you scary. You don't be wanting to say nothing. So I say, babe, you're not that important. My stories just skip. Then she blocked me.
She was trying to get at you, bro.
Right.
She was like, shot.
Yeah, but I ain't like her audacity because
oh shit!
Boy, totally, baby, you're not that important.
Like, man, who the fuck you is?
He trying to be respectful, and she got played.
She felt played.
No, he trying to be respectful. She started getting arrogant. He's like, fuck this shit. I'm about to tell her the truth now.
Yeah, she playing like, but I don't care about you,
right?
I hate watching people. She had
big titties, but I don't like her. She had a flat booty, and I got a booty, man. But I hate big ass titties and no booty.
Yeah, that's usually the combo, though.
Like, damn, why you built like that?
that's usually the combo. Real big titties and no ass.
Them pointy ass bras and shit. Big ass.
The big titties got to wear sports bras everywhere they go. Sports bra. Because they hate them titties bouncing. I said, freedom, bitches.
I was driving the trash truck one day. And this lady, she came out. She heard me pull the trash can out, titties bouncing, no bra, big ass titties. I said, God damn, you had her get your fucking trash out, fucking titties waving all that me and shit.
Hey, she wanted you to see him, bro.
Another joke. Say, I'm writing the bitches in my head. Yeah. Say, bro. I say that, homie. I say that, bro. What else going on? Oh, shit. You know, Ocho Cinco, him and he was on Nightcap with Shannon Sharp. And Shannon Sharp, an old creepy ass nigga. Hey, yeah. That nigga's an old creepy ass nigga. They was talking. He has an infatuation for Meg Thee Stallion. And Meg about 27-ish. Shannon Sharp about 55-ish. And he was talking about spreading her legs like a quarter to three. I spread them like quarter to three. Hey, bro, when it talk like, why sound like he's smacking on food? Like he chewing gum or something. I told her I'd do that, Uncle Shay. Hey, yo, say, buddy, how you feel about Shannon Sharp and his sex talk, his locker room talk on his public platform?
I mean, shit, I guess you can say whatever you want when it's your shit. Mm-hmm. But come on, Uncle Shay. That's quarter to three. I mean, that's a good time. I mean, but shit, I don't blame him. Like, it's Meg, so I mean, she might lie on you.
Are you hold up? Are you saying you're trying to spread Meg's legs that quarter to three, buddy?
Hey, I am. I am. I be that old creepy nigga.
That nigga is old and creepy, son.
As long as I got a face, she got some other
shit. Shay been waiting to say all this shit. That's why he said, I'm getting old. Fuck it. I'm about to say everything.
That's the only, like, that's the platform he can say that shit. He can't say it on ESPN. He couldn't say it on FS1.
Right. Hey, yo, nigga, like, you a senior citizen, damn near. You shouldn't say it on nothing.
Nigga, we still going to be talking like that at 55. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I'm not.
Nigga, so in 15, 20 years, you're going to be a fucking preacher man. Not saying shit no more.
I might say something to you, but I'm not going to say it on my public forum.
I'm saying that we still going to be talking to each other like that.
That's fine. I'm not on a public forum because, all right, role reversal. Share. If Share telling fucking...
Nigga, of all people you could pick.
I couldn't think of nobody. Cheryl, and she tell fucking, what's that? Wimby. Ooh, big man, fold me like a pretzel. That's creepy as a motherfucker, right? That's damn near pedophile-ish.
That nigga old as a dirt, man. Talk about that, son. I ain't gonna
like
that shit weird, son.
Like, she's 20 years younger.
We talk about...
I'm not old, so I can't be a hypocrite. I'm not that age yet.
Yes.
So how old you is?
I'm 30.
You're old to somebody. You're old to young people.
I'm talking about...
You're old to young people.
Nigga, my sister 25, you're old to her. You're old.
She my wife age. 26.
Okay. So you married to a youngster. Creepy.
Hey, you was in the creepy.
Right. Look at her. Right. Two.
Hey, stop doing that. He put his head down like, I'm old to you. Hey.
That's the last one, nigga.
I met my wife at 24, 25. So
how old she was?
No, she was 24.
Oh boy. I'm about to beat your ass. I told
about to get indicted. I'm about to call Olivia Benson.
No, on the way. How quiet he got when he said it.
I was like 31 and I met her. And I didn't know her age till she told me. I said, oh, shit.
What you met at? Victoria's Secret?
No, bitch.
Y'all cross shopping together?
The hairdresser.
What you doing there? Selling dresses like
I got my head done.
$40.
He about to line on or something.
One at a time. Look, I'm scooping everybody out too.
Am I the only one, dog? one and done.
So Mike, you don't see nothing repulsive about the way.
No, Shannon, it wasn't like he was disrespectful to her.
Yo,
he was just talking nigga talk.
No, he's talking. He's been famous for a very long time. So if I was to guess, he's like, as far as men, he started the cream of the crop. So he had a pick of the litter of any chick he wanted. So why he sound so thirsty talking about Meg? Like, he sound like a nigga who never had pussy before.
I mean, because that's, you know, they got niggas who talk, like, he don't have access to her like that because they don't know her.
Yo, he's a millionaire.
I mean, he can get to her, but he don't know her now.
They got a lot of badder Meg Thee Stallions that he can go, hey, you come here.
It don't matter who bad is, but who you want the most, though.
I mean, he also shouted out Miss Be Nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said he
wanted
Miss
Be Nasty. Any nigga that's a fan of her is nasty as a motherfucker.
That nigga is
me
nasty.
Me included. So I know the nigga nasty. If you a Miss Be Nasty fan, you're nasty.
I don't look for her for Titty Tuesday.
Niggas nasty.
On Twitter, she put them titties out on Tuesday every time.
I'm a fan.
You're a nasty nigga. So, don't throw stones in glass houses, nigga.
I knew you.
Let that man talk his shit.
He can.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't got a problem with what Shay said, but I probably wouldn't have done it on that forum. It just looked weird. It looked mad creepy. I hate looking
because
creepy.
Because how old she is, or because he just said the period. Like, if he would have said something about what Dion's ex-wife is.
Pillar.
Yeah, she's bad.
Well, her name's Pillar? That name popped in my head.
It's Pillar. I mean, I heard somebody say, like, it's Pillar. That's how she pronounced it. But she bad. So if he would have said something about her, it's just the age thing? That's the problem?
No.
Him talking nasty.
He look like a donkey talking about sex.
You just don't like the way the man look. You always hate the way the man look. Forever.
How he talk?
He do it. He hate the way Shannon Sharp talk.
Num, num, num. Like he eating a sandwich. Num, num, num.
Hey, this nigga always hate the Shannon Sharp, dog.
I like him. Skip. I like him. Come on, Skip. I can't get through a monologue, Skip. Why don't you cut me off, man? Shut the fuck up. Get your own show then, bitch. Skip should have said, suck my dick is my show. I'd have said that. Well, I'm sick of Ace on Undisputed 2. Someone said, who that day shit? I'm sick of that nigga. Who that day shit? Stand up. Nigga, shut up. What up, boy? I love you, bro. Keep riding, nigga. What else? What's going on? Oh, it's hit me. I was thinking about it. Say they did a biopic or biopic, whatever you call it, of the TMI podcast. Who gonna play? Like, y'all actor gotta play all y'all because y'all been on the show. You ever think about what actor gonna play you? Mike. Wait, they gotta think. Mike, you know who gonna play you? Because I know who gonna play you.
It can't be Mark Jackson because he's too old, nigga.
No. What's the nigga name I gave you earlier from Stump the Yard?
Oh, Brian White?
Yes. You gotta
that's be that. That's a good choice. That's a good ass choice. Good answer. Is this Family Feud? Yeah, good answer. You get a clap for that.
Yeah, he gonna play you.
He gonna pick you, The Rock? Go ahead.
Nah, at first, I mean, rest in peace, I was thinking about Chadwick. Chadwick. Yeah, I'm thinking about him. But now I'm thinking about, what's the nigga from The Wood? The bald nigga from The Wood.
You talking about
He in them Tyler Perry movies too. Yeah, he the bad guy.
Big Mike. I forgot his name.
No, you talking about Roland.
No.
The bald nigga, man. He in the Tyler Perry movies too.
Slim.
Yeah.
I don't want that nigga playing me. People hate him too much.
The dope one.
I don't want that nigga to play me. People hate him too much.
I mean, I assume it gotta be him.
Like, people hate that nigga, dog.
Oh, Dougie Doug. Who gonna be you?
I don't know, son. I got. That's a lot of people.
By the Shamu.
People say Rod Wave.
What's the guy? That nigga man is. That bitch said Shamu. Fucking cow on the top of your fucking hat gonna play you. Cow face ass nigga.
And look, and I was like, damn, you gonna let that one slide?
I quit.
That's the first
one. Say, buddy, think who gonna play you, buddy?
I'm surprised that nigga never told you look like somebody. He got a who you look like for everybody. He never told you that?
I got a couple of those. Oh.
He do me that shit all the time.
Oh, all that skin niggas look alike.
Look. I'm gonna say Lorenz.
Lorenz Tate.
I'm going to say you a damn lie.
I'm going to go. Yeah,
I would say that nigga, what's his name? Darren Dance Grooves from Stump the Yard. Darren. That's who going to play you, nigga. I study this every move. I prepare for this. Bad nigga, pick somebody, nigga.
Fuck, I don't know.
Oh, shit. Nah, no jokes.
No jokes.
You see me, myself, and I read.
Yeah.
One of the fat boys. Nigga, I don't know nigga name, but like the pilot nigga, he in a lot of movies.
Oh, man.
You don't talk about the.
I'll accept that one.
He in a lot of movies,
that
man.
That nigga big, but I'll accept that one.
You talking about the nigga that was in Old School?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, here's another professor. Yep, once another
time. All right. Well, somebody for Robin.
Shit, I don't know.
Who got hell? Anybody? Forget who? Big smile. Shit.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah is very beautiful.
Oh, man.
Robin gonna like your ass. That's why
I think of Queen Latifah. She smile all the time.
I got somebody for Gil. Who? Name Flex.
Flex Washington. Flex Washington.
That's Gil. Oh, shit.
But, who will play you?
The black nigga.
Yeah, he's slow. Oh.
Yeah, what the nigga name is? But it should be Chadwick Boseman. Oh, probably Denzel, though. Honestly, Denzel, because I'm a good actor.
Denzel, I was thinking Planet of the Apes. The ape.
That nigga called you Caesar.
Caesar. Oh, King Kong.
That's funny. You said King Kong, because y'all built the same. That's funny.
You'll be his big fingers.
Oh, y'all niggas crazy, dog.
All right, yo. Let's see what else going on. Diddy.
Oh, Lord.
He's taking a lot of backlash from
everybody.
We knew it was going to happen. Eventually, it was going to happen. They have to settle in and niggas find out the type of nigga he really is.
Right.
He had to step down as chairman of Revolt. Lost a few endorsements. I'm wondering how he gonna get back to where he was. He gotta kind of chill for a minute.
Yeah, that's gonna be a hard climb back. But
well, I don't know if it's gonna be as hard because he not facing jail time. So if he chill, like there's always a comeback in America. Like people fail and they always chance to come back.
Right.
Since he's not facing jail time, he just gotta lay low. Honestly, you gotta put a hit out. He put a hit out, nigga gonna forget all about that shit. Cassie who? Can't stop, won't stop.
Rockefeller.
Like, I'm trying to think about like that's one way to do it. Like I think that's probably the only way he can do it. Like he gotta make a big enough song it's just people overwhelmingly fuck with it and this shit just kinda go away.
It's gonna go away after a while. Shit.
I mean,
circulating.
Yeah, it's circulating
so
now.
So it's gonna go for a little minute, then it's just gonna die down and nothing happened. So,
but no, he literally settled 24 hours later.
Yeah,
if that
she had some information on his ass, that's why. For real,
he should have threatened her. I sent him going to her house. You got a husband and kids. Don't play with me, bitch. I just said that. That's why God not giving me a lot of money. God can't give me Diddy money because I'm going to abuse my power. I'm going to do a lot of shit I shouldn't be doing. I'm going to make a lot of threats. Oh, you told me, no, I can't have a double cheeseburger. Y'all out of bread? Oh, shit. Kill them goons. And it's a good thing this podcast like ain't blowing up like it's supposed to, because
oh, you'd have been canceled.
I mean, we small time now, but niggas really swear we bigger than what we are. I think about this all the time. I tell Mike this, bro. Like me and Mike was talking about it earlier. Like niggas be hitting them up about topics and reels and shit. People be hitting me up, why don't you talk about this and that? Like, damn, nigga, it's my show. I'm gonna talk about what I want to, nigga.
Right. Like it'd be constant, but
that's why I was saying too, it's like people are comfortable enough to hit y'all up about it. Because right. It's literally, like, even if we wasn't doing a podcast, that shit we'll talk about amongst ourselves. So it's like...
I wouldn't talk about it amongst you. You like a snitch, I don't know.
One. they comfortable enough to bring it up to y'all. Because they know your dumb ass going to say the first thing that come to the top of your head.
They do think this nigga say anything, bro.
Oh.
People do think you just say anything, bro. And I really never having to tell niggas this nigga.
What bothered me is I ain't trying to like throw my weight around, but I'm smarter than most of y'all niggas, dog. Like, I really am. I'm not a dumb nigga at all.
Right.
I'm super intelligent. I'm having barber shop talk with my friends. So I ain't got to be politically correct. I don't display my...
intelligence.
My intelligence, my...
we do. We have the right...
When we got to,
for
it. Right. You don't got to do it all the time.
I mean, I'm joking around about dinosaurs, and niggas, I'm smarter than some of them. Is he stupid? People like, take. Nigga, I'm smarter than you. Like, I know I am. We can do an IQ test. Like, oh, like, I'm, man, not now I'm about to sound arrogant because I'm smarter. I'm doing better in life. I look better. Come on, like nigga, God favoring me, he not favoring you.
You're ugly.
Hey, my nigga. Like,
I had to get you back.
All right, I'm going to give you that one. Well, earlier we was over there. I said I wrote a joke. He was about to come out.
Mine was too.
They be ready. They be hosting ready. Like, don't say that.
Say nothing.
I got the joke.
Yeah, nigga. Like, this is fun. We talking. If we get to like a bigger platform and a bigger audience, nationwide, I wouldn't touch on pause. Some of the topics we touch on, I wouldn't say pause as much. I wouldn't sound as homophobic because I'm not homophobic. Right. I wouldn't sound as racially motivated because a lot of things I say sounds racy, like this. Like, you ever seen a difference between like a black Christmas and a white Christmas?
Oh yeah, this is
very I can tell you one of them right now.
What up?
So, you know, on Home Alone, nigga get up early and go to presents. Go get presents. Yeah, Christmas. I tried that shit.
Mom, well, go sit your dumb ass.
Go back to fucking sleep.
Yeah.
I wake up like, yeah, let's open the gifts. Go back to sleep, you stupid motherfucker. Some shit like and I'm like,
you were screaming and shit?
Yeah, I ran over. Oh, that's
right. Yeah, nigga kid, nigga ready for toys. Shit.
I'm ready for toys.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Go lay your ass down. We ain't opening the presents until 10.
It didn't feel the same.
I went 5.
Oh, that's way too early.
That's right, 6. That's right, 8. About 9:30. I go ahead because I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready for y'all to get this over with now.
That's why she was yelling at you. That's you.
Christmas!
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm to scream that y'all told you.
I ran over my goddamn presents.
Go wake do your that ass. Shit quietly. Quietly sneak a present in and go open that shit.
Hey, but you bought up Home Alone. That's a trash ass family.
Oh, that family's awful. Like, they should have been called child services on those parents. They left their kid twice. How you leave a whole kid?
Twice.
How you get your cousins and nephews and nieces, but you forget your own child?
And then you on the plane.
Yeah, look,
I didn't think about it. Nigga, the second time y'all went overseas.
This nigga in New York by himself with a credit card. Hey, nigga smart, dude. He's smart. A black kid? Shit. You would have found that with a couple cars or some shit. Fuck.
A black kid bought number games.
Right.
Number games.
They had that, them type of games, dude. Back when he was.
Nigga would have bought a Sega Genesis.
Nintendo, yeah.
Nigga would have bought a Super Genesis. And
for real.
Fuck, that would have been it.
But it's a lot of differences. Like, watch a white person decorate a tree. They're going to be like, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? See, they carols are still. Oh, like they kind of poo. When we decorate the tree, you hear that. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh,
yeah.
Jackson 5.
Yeah.
I'm about to say that.
My mom had that shit. She played
Jackson 5
over and over and over again.
She played that album every
Christmas,
year, dog.
Look, Christmas. Then Christmas ain't Christmas unless you play The Temptations.
Yep. In my mind.
Ooh.
Once you hear that, you're like, yep, it's
Ooh.
Christmas.
I want to be free.
Ooh. Yep. Y'all niggas ever went caroling?
Hell no. Fuck, I look like going outside singing to a nigga house.
Singing.
Nigga, we in New Orleans. One.
Why folks do that?
Shit. I'm glad nobody never come to my fucking house. I'm Carolyn.
Closing the fucking door in their face.
Like Jehovah's Witness.
Nigga, yeah. Say, yo, go take your ass to the next house.
Hey.
I might do that shit this year just to do it.
Go knock on your neighbor door and go start singing. Right, call the police on your big black ass. You got a nigga on my front. You trespassing.
With a mask on.
Second fucking nigga Christmas song.
With a mask,
ski mask on. Talking about some joy to the world.
Joy to the world. We breaking in your house.
Man, you know, at work we got less than the Magic 101.9.
Yeah.
And they playing number because it's carols.
But
it's a mix. They play like some of the black songs. But like,
how many times you heard Mariah? What?
Oh, I mean, they're still black. It's better than hearing that fucking shit they play. They got songs I never heard of. fucking like the Cajun 12 Days of Christmas or some shit. What the fuck is that?
Cajun. I never heard that shit before.
Ronnie and the baby. I don't know the words, nigga. It's real Cajun. I don't know. Sound like Jay DeLome singing. What the fuck, man? They got some song called Dominic the Donkey. Like, what the fuck is that? And they got their very own favorite.
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town.
That shit come on, they be jamming. All the white folks start shaking. Yep. That's their theme song.
They love that shit.
It's all twisted and everything.
You don't like this song? No, Karen.
I had a white lady while I was in the store. She was, I said, I ain't singing this stupid ass shit. I'm about to dance with you in the store. Play some black shit.
She's like, sing with me.
I'm not about to sing with you. Go on. I'm trying to get some fucking lunch meat. Fuck. Pause. I said pause, bitch.
I say nothing, bro. Like, I don't worry about you no more. You are what you are. All right. Come ask this question. Hey, Tyrone, you think being gay is a choice?
Yes. Why you start off with me, bastard?
You have the most experience.
No, I don't, bitch.
Hey, did you or did you not come on this podcast?
Oh, Lord. You really gotta bring it up.
All right, bro. Yes, it's a fucking choice. I feel like it is. Because, I mean, if you want to do it, that's your choice. I mean.
Is being straight a choice?
Yeah. I mean, you automatically are straight. But then,
you automatically are what you are. Like, you think somebody woke up one day, I feel like sucking some dick.
Hey, they had a nigga on the radio. I heard nigga say his wife did it, and he got mad because she cheated on him. And he said a nigga asked him to do it for $200, and he said he'll do it. And that was his first time doing it. I said, what the fuck?
You know, nigga sucking dick for $200?
Nigga did it. Yeah, he said he tried it one time.
Angela Yee, yeah.
For $200?
$200. Yeah,
yes. Nigga, you just gay. Like, I mean, right. Be gay for free. Nigga, obviously
you gonna do it again, but that was his first time doing it. Nigga, you lying.
Yeah,
nigga.
You're lying. That ain't a lot of money.
$200?
You should have that money on you. As an adult, you should have access to $200.
Especially if you're married.
The only way I see a man sucking dick is for $200. I mean, well, he gotta be like a fiend or something. Yeah. A fiend. Fiend over to suck dick.
Yeah. That nigga said.
Every movie I saw, every fiend, man, suck your dick. Like, damn, I'm glad I went around in the 80s. Like, I wasn't old because he's doing everything for crack.
This is the first time.
I be walking to school. Hey, kid, you got lunch money? I suck your dick. No. Try to learn.
But
try to learn division. Leave me alone.
I feel like gay is by choice. Like, unless something happened to you. As a young kid, and you just grew up, and you just chose to continue to do that gay stuff. You know, I feel like it's a choice.
I said this. I'm gonna get your opinions, Buddy and Mike, because recently, Saucy Santana said, "What he said, Mike?"
He said, "Once he get to like 50." He gonna be too old to be gay. He gonna get married and have a child. 50? And he hope his son don't be gay.
I heard that. What? Say this shit.
So you
he gonna take
until you 50.
He said they got an age limit on being gay to him. To him, that's his personal opinion.
Take these damn glasses off.
He gonna get too old to be gay.
Say Tyrone, how old is too old to be gay?
I don't know.
What? When you stopped?
When you started? What year you started? Back in 90s?
I don't know. Google defensive. Like, what you asking me for? I don't know.
Wait. You might not be gay. I don't. Like, you say, your exact words were, I'm a straight ass nigga. You said that. You're like, I'm a straight ass nigga. However, you was talking about you saw a man's print. So I asked, how many times your eyes went down there to see his dick print?
One time, son.
But you stared there for like 2 minutes.
No, I ain't stand, son.
You said, whoa, mama.
That
Fuck you, bitch. Ask somebody else. You got 200 fucking people. Motherfucker.
Say, I really don't like this nigga, son.
Say fresh.
Fucking asshole.
No, buddy. You think gay is a choice?
Yeah, it is. It is. So, but like how you saying, like, even if it happened to him at a young age, a lot of people got molested and still bounced back from it. But
right.
Like you said, Tudor, if you gonna stick with it, then yeah, that's
nigga might have got molested and liked it. Or nigga might, nothing might have happened to him. Nigga just like, a man might see another man and be like, that's what I like. I don't like the girls. Say, Mike, what you think?
I don't think it's a choice. I think people going that way. Because I know a lot of people who I knew was gay when they was a kid. Yeah. They still gay.
I can name them right now. Yeah. I can name one right now. Right. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah. But, I mean, because, I mean, like, I don't know nobody who's, like, attracted to women and then all of a sudden. I mean, I see a lot of girls know change size, but I think that's more.
Emotional
carry, they move more on emotion than us.
Or they might be like, I can see why women like women because women are beautiful,
yeah,
soft, sensual. Mm-hmm. I can't understand why you like a nigga. Nothing good about niggas. Why women like me? I do not know. Nothing good about niggas. Nothing.
I got a cousin. He said he never tried a female before, and I'm like, nigga, how you know you, like...
Because he's always been attracted to men.
Nigga, stop it. Because when I was a virgin, I never tried a female, but I knew I wanted females. Right. Like, what the fuck? Right. You ain't got to try to know what you want.
Right, that's true. But I also had a cousin who used to knock...
Hold up, let me have this one. Wait, before you go. Hey, nigga, how you know you don't like men? You ever tried men before? So how you know you don't like men? I think you like men.
I'm not attracting no man.
So
exactly.
That you proved my point for me. Like, what you said had no credence at all. No validity.
He got you up.
Hey, that's why he ain't never had a woman, because he don't like him.
Hey, he never tried a woman.
Why would he?
I wasn't saying it like, I was just like, son, you just try it.
I never tried pumpkin pie. I don't want that shit.
I tried pumpkin pie. It's not that bad.
Of course you did.
Nigga, what don't you like? What food don't you like? I'm asking.
Coleslaw. That shit nasty. I don't like no coleslaw.
Tyrone, I think I've known you for about a decade. I've never seen you turn down food.
I don't eat coleslaw.
In fact, I can picture you putting like ribs and pork chops on top of coleslaw and making a salad.
I'm not eating fucking coleslaw. That shit, man.
All right. But back to this. We talking about it because Santana said he's going to choose not to be gay. But... Nigga, if you like that nigga gay.
Yeah, he got a like, BBL and everything.
Yeah, you
like, bro.
Hold on, he got a what?
He got a BBL. BBL.
Oh man, nigga gay.
But, we know that. Yeah,
nah. Like for him to say that shit just
is, you can't ungay yourself. Like, yeah, like after you done went that long,
like you went your whole career,
nigga. You went and got your ass done. There's no coming back from that. Yeah, always in the story. After you hit 50, nigga be like, damn, you got your ass done. I'm not gay no more. Nigga, you got your ass done. You're gay still.
I mean, he could say he bi, even though I don't believe men are bi.
No. Mm-mm. Even if you do like both.
What you say, once you suck a dick, that's it.
Niggas greedy. They not bi. Shit. Nigga like fucking.
Then that also asked me, it comes to me, a question to me, like, are you doing it for attention? Or are you...
What you mean attention? Like, nigga, like, I've been fucking bitches, like, in my adult life. I ain't doing it for attention. I like fucking bitches.
His platform. His platform, everybody know him.
We got a platform right here. I fuck bitches because it feel good, not because I want to blow up on fucking social media.
Right, but...
Pussy feels
about,
good.
That's about him. Like...
So pussy don't feel good?
Yeah, definitely.
What feel better to you? Pussy? Oh, nigga, booty hole. What feel better to you?
What feel better? Never mind, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Let me stop fucking with him, man. That rock gonna start stabbing on me, man.
Bitch, I don't got no socks on over there.
All right, but fuck. We talk about this shit like cancel culture. You gotta watch what you say on social media.
Fuck that. No, you don't. They just gonna cancel it. Fuck. And then You just keep doing what you're doing. Fuck.
If you get canceled, you can't do what you do anymore.
Shit, Chris Rock's still doing it.
Chris Rock never been canceled.
Yes, he has.
No, he has not.
They've been canceling Chris Rock.
No.
And who else?
A few people, you know, canceling, like, nobody fucks with you.
Right.
Or they blackball you from getting the events and everything. Chris Rock ain't never been canceled. Like, some people not gonna like him because he's a comedian. Like, right. Some people try to, like, they ain't fuck with Dave Chappelle at one point.
I.E. Tiffany Haddish going through it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can't get another gig.
Like, R. Kelly is probably the biggest musical genius in the history of the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like 50% of the population don't fuck with him. Like, he's canceled. He's just so great. It's hard. You can't fully cancel him. He's so great.
Right.
Because if you cancel, like,
nigga, they don't even play him on the radio.
But the thing, but that's the thing too, though. Like, a lot of people don't want to play his actual music.
Right.
But the nigga wrote the majority of the industry's music.
No, that's true. But I guess it's like hearing his voice and shit like that, and his songs, like the content of it. Because I don't cancel everybody. Like R. Kelly, I don't listen to him, and I love that song. And the remix to Ignition. I love that fucking song.
Right. Nigga, Fiesta was my shit. Shit.
I forgot about Fiesta.
I ain't listened to it since. Fuck.
But, like, some people I'm not canceling. Like, Bill Cosby, a nasty-ass nigga. But I didn't cancel him. I just don't. If the Cosby Show come on, I mean, if I ain't doing it, I'll glance at it.
But I don't see you go watch.
I ain't searching for it. But, like, if Theo doing something, like, man, Theo got that shirt on. Look at Theo. Look at Cockroach dancing. Like, I might watch it, but I ain't cancel Bill Cosby. Like, Tory Lanez, I didn't cancel that nigga. What he did was, it didn't, like, rape and child molestation bothers me.
Right.
Him shooting a bitch. All right, let's think about this.
In the toe at that.
Let's think about this.
Harlem Nights.
I told Meg is.
Meg like 5'9".
She
5'9".
Meg 5'9". And she thick. She about 185.
Yeah,
because one, she's thick.
She's solid. Solid.
Tory Lanez about
5'2".
5'3", 5'2".
At 115, so, 130.
So, if they're the straight fade, she might better get with that nigga.
I think people are more upset about just the
fact that he shot him.
It's just violence against women, period.
Yeah.
That's what it was about. It's not about him shooting her and who it is. It's just people tired of the perception of niggas getting away with violence against women.
I'm not canceling Tory Lanez.
I mean, like, I didn't listen to him in the first place. So,
like, I ain't no he was fan, but he got changed.
He got
changed.
I don't want to put you in steady position for limited
minutes. Like, you Golden Goblet, that he be going off.
His chick takes go hard. I ain't even gonna lie.
Chick take five. I like five.
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was
five. Got the remixes. He got T Pain on that shit.
Your body gets
yeah. I'm not gonna cancel Tory Lanez.
Mm-mm.
Like on like a white comedian. If he say nigga right, I ain't gonna cancel that nigga.
Like it depends on the content. How you put it in content?
Because I ain't tripping if he was like. I went to the club and 50 was like, "What up, nigga? I'm gonna let it roll." But even when like I walked in, I saw all these damn niggers, and I'm like, "We gotta cancel them."
It's a problem.
Like racism don't bother me when it's done funny and properly.
Right,
Mr. McMahon said,
"What up, my nigga?"
Yeah. He said, "What up?" That shit was so funny.
I didn't hate that.
And then he walked past
Booker T,
yeah. Like. That shit was funny.
Tell me. He just didn't say that.
What up? My nigga.
Oh yeah, Mike.
103.
Oh, I'm saying that like I'm just thinking about who we shouldn't cancel. Cause Mike, we growing at a pretty steady rate. Like nigga sent me his Spotify views and shit. That nigga, he streamed a podcast more than I do.
Yeah, so that y'all in the top seven?
Like, that nigga, like, he streamed that bitch more than me. Like, damn. I mean, I do watch it on different networks, though. I might watch Spotify. I might hit it on Apple or YouTube. I switch up.
I definitely got to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I like to see reactions and how people, yeah.
Like I said, I be at work. And, like, when I know, like, especially on a Monday, I'm like, all right. If I don't watch Monday, that's like, boom, I'm going to watch it Tuesday because I know I ain't going to be doing
I'm
shit.
I'm definitely watching Monday. Wild driving.
That nigga called me one time. I forgot to load up at there. It was like, what a podcast at?
Right. I said, man, what the fuck the podcast? I'm waiting. I said, this motherfucker ain't loaded shit up yet.
Him and Dana called me like, what the fuck? Where's your podcast?
It's like, and look, and the, like, one dick was playing a game. It was a Saturday. He came back. We hopped on that bit. It was like, hey, I might be laggy because I'm uploading the pod. All right, cool. No, but I tell you, 30 minutes, like the next game, I think Nick said, yeah, I'm done for the night, though. I got to get this pod up. I got to get this pod up. It's like, yeah, do your thing, dog.
I got to put out a quality product. I won't put out trash and shit.
Sorry.
It's blue magic.
And we got to look a certain kind of way because people still think we're bigger than what we are. Yo.
Y'all going to get that.
Hey, I'm not famous, no. I might talk larger than life, but I'm a regular ass nigga. So stop. I don't have any hookups. I don't know nobody. Nigga be asking me like, why I don't get certain guests? Like, nigga, I don't know the nigga. Like, why you get Wayne? Nigga, I don't know Lil Wayne. I can't get Lil Wayne.
I get a nigga that just like.
Should I get Gotti Boy Chris? I know that nigga. Shit. Like, they make me like, why I don't get these people? We'll get some Saints players. Nigga, I can't. Nigga, Roman Harper, that's the only nigga I know. And that was a long time ago.
Well, I'm about to say that. I could try.
Shit. I would love Zion to come on here. And bring Mariah Mills and bring all them strippers. Shit. Well, we had turned up for that pie.
Freaky sneakers, what they call
them. Yeah, I think we ran through everything. Shit, I don't know. Final thought this shit.
Come on.
Stop playing with me about that gay shit, bitch. You motherfucker. I don't like Nick. Yeah. I don't like that.
That's his final thought.
That's my final thought on this shit. I don't like that motherfucker.
Probably like Dick, though. Ass. Oh, I say nothing. Hey, buddy, what's your final thought?
Tight ass shirt.
Final thought, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, bro. Like,
take that beard off your face, bitch.
Y'all got something here.
You think there's a glue on there?
I was just thinking about your face. I saw a video when dude had a lace front beard. And when he said take that beard off, I was like, dog, this dude here. But yeah, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Like, regardless, y'all gonna get to that platform y'all need to get at. So
that's what's up.
Put some socks on.
My final thoughts is shit. I don't think Sausage Tantana could walk all this gay back. That shit kind of impossible. Once you suck a dick once, ain't no turning back from that.
That nigga
heard that time rolling, huh? Don't turn it back.
Them tight ass pants.
No,
you trying to see my print? Sick of that shit, son.
Stop setting yourself up.
Chill out, son. Chill out, I'm done. Fuck this shit,
man.
And I hate your guts.
Oh, my bad. I forgot to tell you.
Happen to you and nobody else but you.
Damn, Tyrone.
Yo, see it every week. The team ain't solidified, the lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Episode 130 of the TMI podcast in the books. I appreciate you coming through, T. You know, this is your home, buddy. You know you my nigga, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, we be hitting the roof bumpers on this shit. That mean a lot to me, nigga. Like, you check on us and make sure we good, and I hope you good. I know you was going through trials and tribulations in life and shit. You know, I always got you, nigga. I appreciate the support y'all niggas do. Like, for real, like, when I see y'all niggas, like, share and try to help us grow, that mean a lot to me. Because, I mean, everybody don't want to see you succeed. Right. And, like, some niggas put on your downfall. I told Cole that last week. So every fan you game with the watch, they got 10 niggas hating on you. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching niggas right now. I see niggas. Ooh, let me stop. Try to be positive. Because I'm about to start morning. Let me be positive. Man, I dream Hollywood. Oh, we all this bitch.